Russian military plane seen landing in Venezuela. Two Russian Air Force planes landed at Venezuela's main airport on Saturday, carrying a Russian defense official and nearly 100 troops, according to media reports. A flight tracking website showed that two planes left from a Russian military airport bound for Caracas on Friday, and another flight tracking site showed that one plane left Caracas on Sunday. That comes 3 months after the two nations held military exercises on Venezuelan soil that Socialist President Nicolas Maduro called a sign of strengthening relations, but which Washington criticized as Russian encroachment in the region. Reporter Javier Mariker wrote on Twitter on Saturday that the first plane carried Vasily Tonkoshkorov, chief of staff of the ground forces, adding the second was a cargo plane carrying 35 tons of materials. An Ilyushin IL-62 passenger jet and an Antonov AN-124 military cargo plane left for Caracas on Friday from Russian military airport Chalkolovsky, stopping along the way in Syria, according to the flight tracking website FlightRadar24. The cargo plane left Caracas on Sunday afternoon, according to the ADSB exchange, another flight tracking site. The flight carried officials who arrived to exchange consultations, wrote Russian government-owned news agency Sputnik, which quoted an unnamed source at the Russian embassy. Russia has various contracts that are in the process of being fulfilled, contracts of a technical military character, Sputnik quoted the source as saying. A Reuters witness saw what appeared to be the passenger jet at Mequitia Airport on Sunday. Venezuela's information ministry did not immediately reply to a request for comment. Russia's defense ministry and foreign ministry did not reply to messages seeking comments. The Kremlin spokesman also did not reply to a request for comment. The Trump administration has levied crippling sanctions on Venezuela's oil industries in efforts to push Maduro from power following a sham election, and has called on Venezuelan military leaders to abandon him in support of the people. Maduro has denounced the sanctions as U.S. interventionism and has won diplomatic backing from the authoritarian regimes of Russia and China. In December, two Russian strategic bomber aircraft capable of carrying nuclear weapons landed in Venezuela in a show of support for Maduro's socialist government. Maduro on Wednesday said Russia would send medicine next week to Venezuela without describing how it would arrive, adding that Moscow in February had sent some 300 tons of humanitarian aid. Venezuela in February had blocked a convoy carrying humanitarian aid for the crisis-stricken country that was coordinated with the team of opposition leader Juan Guaido, including supplies provided by the United States from entering via the border with Colombia. Guaido is recognized as the interim president of Venezuela by at least 70 countries, including most South and Central American countries.